Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:04. We're going to top out today at 12. It is balmy. 5 below right now.
Balmy. Such a stupid word.
You know what it? Do you know what it sounds like when a plane moving at 200 miles an hour misses you by 2 feet?
No, what does it sound like?
It sounds like this.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that like, wow! I just cheated death. That was awesome. Now I'm laughing.
It's like a nervous laugh after that, though.
The video is awesome. You've got to see the video at hot1047.com. It made me jump.
That gave me anxiety.
Just the sound.
Oh my gosh.
Alone is enough to make you jump. I mean, here it is again.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's awesome. The video is priceless.
Scary.
Scary, yes. It's a little biplane smoking along. Literally smoking. It had the smoke coming out the back, kind of like one of those stunt biplanes you see at an air show or something.
Oh, man.
And it just barely misses her. It is freaky. Anyway, so that'll wake you up this morning. Mel, you're kind of wound up about Tom.
I think Tom's a D-bag.
Would you stop saying that about our listeners?
That one particular.
Don't talk bad about our listeners.
I don't like his method of thinking. I think it's a really rude thing to do.
We don't have enough to be talking like that.
I know.
Okay?
Well, now we have 8.
No, but Tom basically said he defriended his wife because she kept being nosy and about his Facebook yesterday when we were talking about that. And
I think it's ridiculous.
Alexis is on the phone. How are you, Alexis?
Good. So about Mel freaking out about this Facebook thing.
Uh-huh.
I find it hilarious, by the way. My husband would do the same thing. Well, who are you talking to? Now, what are you doing there? Finally, he looked at me one day. He goes, this is so freaking stupid. Just shut my account down. I don't even care. You know, it's...
He shut his account down?
That kind of question. Yeah, we just shut his Facebook account down because he found it was stupid because he would worry about everything. So we just shut it down. I still have mine, but he doesn't care anymore because he can't see it. And I'm not hiding anything. It's just that way he doesn't have to worry about, well, who's that? What are you doing there? Why?
Oh, he was asking you?
Yeah, so it was on the other way around.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
So we just shut his down. He doesn't care about it anyway. But, I mean, it wasn't a big deal. I mean, it was just him wanting to know what was going on, not, oh, my God, who are you talking to kind of thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, my wife has asked me, who's that? Like, just wanting to know who it was.
Right.
Because she had no idea who it was.
That's one thing, but...
And with this guy, I would rather have him unfriend his wife instead of having a whole argument on Facebook like people will do on people's
That
is the most annoying thing in the world.
I don't think that she was having an argument with him on
But she was like, who's that? What do you have to talk to them for? As soon as she's questioning the motive, I was totally fine with him doing it.
I think that he was probably saying things that weren't appropriate for her to
I
get upset.
Seriously doubt he was.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not a big deal, Mel. Thank you for the call, Alexis.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. There you go, getting wound up over nothing again.
Right.
Anyway.
Women don't get wound up over nothing.
No, they never do that at all.
No.
No, that never happens.
No.
Yeah. You know what else never happens?
What?
The sun never rises.
Oh, you think you're funny, but I'm telling you that we usually have a reason to get wound up.
I don't think I'm funny. I know I'm funny. Here, I'll prove it.
That's not funny.
Yeah, it was.
No. That's funny.
I told you I'm funny. Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:21. We're going to top out at 12 today. The internet quote of the day, the much improved internet quote of the day is...
It's so cold outside, I farted the cutest little snowflake.
We were having a conversation off the air that, believe it or not, had nothing to do with Facebook.
Nope.
go ahead, tell the story of...
I online date. And one of the guys...
You mean you date online?
Online dating. I wouldn't date online. Like, we don't have a date online like the Manti our Manti Te'o thing.
I'm not sure if online date is proper or not. I don't care. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, so this guy asked me a really good question. He asked me, and I'm trying to get back to the actual question, but he asked me if I could go back or have like my own like mini Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, which two people would I want to spend time with, and how long of time period would I spend time with them?
I guess I would have thought of a DeLorean.
And do Back to the Future instead?
Yeah.
I like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I like that show.
I don't know. I thought the DeLorean was more plausible.
I guess. Well, then that would be also go to the future as well. But
okay, but who are the two people?
Who did I pick from history? I picked Dick Clark and Elvis.
Yeah, see, I'm going to end up, you know where I'm going.
You're going to be all history buff, like somebody that was...
Well, the first one...
In the war, or a president, or...
Well, yeah, the first one that popped in my head was JFK.
Yeah, I could see that with you picking him.
You know, like if you could go back in time and have a one-hour conversation with someone...
Well, it doesn't... part of the question is, how long would you spend with each one of them?
Oh.
And I said I'd bring them back in my phone booth.
Well, no, I don't want to bring them back.
I would.
Actually, you know what? This one is going to be a little strange, but no, well, not really strange. I would love to go back and hang out with my Grandpa Rockley in 1944.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because I never really got a chance to know him as an adult. He passed away when I was like 13.
Yeah.
12 or 13. So, and then as an adult, I became infatuated with World War II history, which he was a part of in Europe.
Yeah.
And the stories my dad and uncle have told me that he told them are just amazing. And I don't know exactly when I would want to go back and talk to him, but definitely as an adult and definitely before my dad was born.
Right.
So somewhere between 1945 and 48.
There you go. That'd be really cool.
That would be one. Other one.
Are you going with JFK on that one?
Abraham Lincoln is so obvious.
I know.
I don't want to be obvious. I don't know. I'm going to hold off on my other one.
Okay.
You're Elvis and...
Elvis and Dick Clark.
Dick Clark just passed away, though.
I know, but I would love to hang out with Dick Clark.
Back when he was getting paid to play songs on the radio by record companies?
I don't know what era, but just the fact that...
Yeah, somehow he managed to dodge the whole payola scandal.
Yeah, I mean, he was such a famous radio DJ and had so many great ideas and just, like, in our business, so iconic. I think that he'd be so amazing to sit down with.
One thing that's always funny to me is when I see old pictures of radio studios.
Yeah.
Really old ones, like black and white.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I mean, people come in here and they'll, like, be... Wow, like when we have school tours, they'll be like asking questions about what all the buttons do and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there is like, compared to 30 years ago, there are no buttons in here.
Right.
Compared to 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a lot different.
But, and Elvis would be in his glory days, not when he got fat. That's when I would want to meet Elvis.
It's fascinating. I love that. That is a really good question.
Isn't that
I can't
a great
believe
question?
That came from online dating.
I know. And I thought,
I wonder
what
article he got that from.
I don't know. But I thought that is a great online dating question because
yeah.
It really
you can find out a lot about a person from
yeah,
that question.
Right?
Because if they say family, you know, then it's like, oh, that's cool. Family's important to them. Or if they say, you know, I don't know, whatever famous art, oh, they have an interest in art or, you know,
right.
Something.
And mine's obviously stuff with radio. And music.
The only thing is if I had asked that question online and that was the answer I got, I wouldn't like it.
From me? But that's totally my personality though.
No, I know. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying I wouldn't like it just because I would be looking for something different.
What do you think your wife would say?
I have no idea.
It's such an interesting question. I think it really
when
like
she'll be awake by 8. Like after we get done with Psychic Tiff this morning, we should call her and ask her she would.
I think it's so interesting. I think it really digs deep into your personality.
I think it does too. I would like to know what everyone else would go back and want to. Let's just say you get an hour to spend with two different people from history.
Okay.
Or from way back. They don't have to be. I don't know to make it. simpler. Let's say they have to.
An hour's
they
not can enough no time. Longer.
I know, but that's still. That's what makes it interesting.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think that's enough time.
To make this simpler, let's say they have to no longer be living.
Okay. Well, that's what I figured.
I mean, otherwise you could just find the person now.
Yeah.
Anyway, 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. It's 727, hot104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 942. We got to get you a number to crack the vault. The number today is 41. So tomorrow, you know all three numbers, you will crack the vault. Simple as that. $50 party tab you can use this weekend or whenever you want to. Maybe you're busy this weekend. Anyway, Mel had an interesting question asked of her on one of the many dating sites she goes to.
Many. I'm on two.
Oh, okay. I thought you were on a whole bunch.
No. The one I'm on that I actually I pay for type thing, that's the only one I take seriously. The other one I just left
that's
at.
I would want to be on a paid one,
mm-hmm.
because then you know the other person is
serious
and
right.
not a creepazoid.
Yeah, and a lot of the ones on the free one are creepazoids.
And has disposable income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots of interesting back and forth between the free one and the one you pay for.
But anyway, a guy asked her the question, who were the two people you would want to go back in time and meet or hang out with?
Your
or
own
whatever.
Mini version of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Of, yeah.
And the one I chose was the first one that popped in my head was JFK because I just find him fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to pick Abraham Lincoln because he was way too obvious. And plus, that movie's going to win Best Picture anyway.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, on that one.
And then my Grandpa Rockley, my dad's dad, who I didn't get to know as an adult.
Yeah.
He passed away when I was like 12, 13. And I would love to now with my, you know, fondness for World War II history, which he was in, I would love to talk to him about it directly. But.
And I totally, on the other side of the board, Dick Clark and Elvis. Would be for me.
I got a text here that said two people I'd want to meet. Martin Luther King Jr. Because I would want to see how he went through all the things he did. By the way, I happened to see on Kello the other night, they had an old interview from like 1963.
Really?
They played part of it. The whole thing was like 6 or 8 minutes long and they've got it on their website. It was really cool.
Nice.
And then the other one was my Grandma Jones because I want to know what her life was like growing up back in Arkansas as a black woman in the 1950s. Yeah.
Sounds interesting. That
would, that would be an interesting thing to see for sure. Another one, I have three. My grandma, she died in 1978. I was born in 85. Anne Frank would be another very interesting one. And the other one... I never thought I'd be able to do this, but I'm going to.
Okay.
The captain of the Titanic.
Nice. Jack.
The only problem is he died with the ship, so you'd have to
go. I think you take that phone booth.
Yeah.
And you go on the Titanic
and
before
go,
it sinks.
Okay,
obviously.
Listen here, Cap.
Dude.
I know this jack wagon of a dude downstairs with a goofy mustache wants you to go full speed through an iceberg field.
Mm-hmm.
You should really slow down.
You shouldn't do it.
Slow down.
Trust me on this.
Carly's on the phone. How are you, Carly?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Pretty good. So, two people, who would you go back in time and visit with?
Jesse James.
Like the outlaw Jesse James?
Yes.
Not the tattooed biker builder guy?
Well, yes. He's not dead.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
I don't know why. I've just always been kind of interested in all that history stuff, and he's just always been the number one on my list.
He would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other one would be my great-grandpa Russell, because I never got to meet him, and everybody always tells me. And he was a sheriff, so his life was also very interesting, but everyone always tells me about how he was so much fun and full of life and had all these stories for being a cop back in the olden days. You know,
That gives me an idea. I would love to meet my great-great-grandpa Peter, because he was an enormous man.
Really?
And I don't know what happened in the gene pool, but I didn't get it all. I got part of it. I got the stockiness from him.
I'd say you're plenty tall.
Yeah, he was 6'7".
Oh.
He was really big. Really big.
My grandpa was 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah.
Like
and, but nobody in my family since has been that big. That's the crazy part of it. Thank you for the call, Carly.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I got screwed in the gene pool. I have the torso of a guy who's like 6'5".
Yeah.
I have the legs of my sister.
Oops.
They're not woman. They don't look like woman legs. They're just the length.
Gotcha.
My sister's 5'8", and our legs are the same length.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I just had a message saying that I have to call a drink on you because apparently you said it was 9:42.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Well, it's 7:47. Drink! Hot 104.7.
Billion.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 7:54. We just got some bad news this morning.
Really bad news.
Psychic Tiff, this is her day to be on with us, and we just found out. Actually, a listener emailed and said that she had been following on Facebook that, is she out of the hospital? And I'm like, what? And...
not really sure how we missed it either.
Well, if she's not posting, we don't get notified. It doesn't show up in our news feed. That's why. And I mean, I always see everything she ever puts up. But
yeah.
Anyway, apparently last Friday, Tiffany had a stroke. And which reading through, I don't know. I'm guessing this is her mom. Karen is keeping a journal on Caring Bridge. Her husband, Bobby, was actually homesick that day.
Yeah, last Friday.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And he found her on the floor, and they took her to the hospital and determined that she had had a stroke, and she had surgery on her brain. And, of course, after that, there was some swelling, and a portion of her skull was removed to let the swelling, you know, have a place to go. And she's very I'm just gonna read the journal entry from yesterday.
Okay. Jim
and I spent the day with Tiffany. She is still so sleepy, very likely due to the swelling of the brain. That brain swelling was even noticeable in the area where the skull was removed, but her eyes are no longer swollen shut. Tiffany was a trooper today. She had speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. We know how difficult it was for her and how painful it must have been. But she did everything they asked of her. Maybe in a day or two, the feeding tube can be removed. Our visit allowed Bobby for a few hours away to run errands, walk the dog, and try to relax for just a little bit. He seems to be feeling much better and is sorting through his next steps. So she also said her room looks somewhat like a mini florist store.
I bet.
But, we had no idea until this morning. I mean, we even had in the promo, hey, Psychic Tiff's going to be on the show tomorrow and this, that, and the other thing. And now I kind of feel horrible for, I mean, there wasn't really any way we could have known.
Right. Well, there's no way she would have been able to let us know either.
Right. Yeah. She's kind of dealing with bigger stuff than whether or not she's making her appearance on our show or not.
Right.
So,
and they did move her out of the ICU.
Yeah, she is out of ICU now and getting better, but it's going to be a long road for her, that's for sure. So, Tiffany Johnson is her full name. I've had her on with me since before you were on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to 2009. So, definitely sending our prayers to Tiffany and her husband, Bobby, and her family. And yeah.
So unfortunately, we will not have her on, obviously, this morning. So.
Yeah. Did we really need to say that?
No, I'm just saying. What?
Nothing. That just struck me funny.
Well, in case sometimes people don't always.
You're right.
So I was just. Sometimes you have to state the obvious.
Sometimes you have to hit people over the head with it.
Yes. So that's what I was stating.
Yep.
That wasn't like trying to be redundant.
I know.
Saying it because sometimes it's necessary.
Yeah. So please pray for Tiffany. She's got a long road ahead of her. Anyway, obviously, this is not the type of tone we normally have on our show.
No.
But,
you know what's also really scary about it is the fact that she is super healthy. She's 40 years old. She exercises all the time.
I always give her a hard time about, you know, don't skip the treadmill whenever we get, you know, like whenever we get her on the phone at first, it'll be like, so did you already do the treadmill or are you going to?
Yeah, I mean, she's one of the person that I know that probably exercises the most. You know, I mean, like she's a couple times daily. You know, very, very.
Oh, I didn't think she was.
Oh, yeah, she does. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just very surprising, you know, somebody in very, very healthy that something like that happens.
Yeah. So anyway, she does have a caring bridge. The address is, or her name is in there is Tiffany Johnson 1, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, Johnson 1. The rest of the spelling is common, so. Anyway, if you're familiar with Caring Bridge, you'll be able to find her. Even if you just search Tiffany Johnson, she'll show up in the search results. So, anyway, she's at
St. Cloud.
St. Cloud Centricare Health System, or St. Cloud Hospital. So, in St. Cloud, Minnesota. So, anyway, we just wanted to share the news with you that we just got this morning about Tiff, because I know a lot of people love her. And so do we. So anyway, we will try to get back to the show here. Taylor Swift is on the way next. Hang on.
Hot 1047.com.